Citizen Action of Wisconsin is an advocacy group that supports health reform. Polls show the public is divided on the issue. The group's director, Robert Craig, says there's been what he calls a very effective attack on the Affordable Care Act since its passage in 2010. And with the Supreme Court divided politically, Craig says it's possible that the requirement to buy insurance will be found unconstitutional, along with provisions that prevent insurers from denying coverage for pre-existing conditions. Craig says the U.S. Supreme Court decision does not necessarily end efforts at expanding coverage and keeping consumer protections.
If we have the political will to do it, even if the court rules in this fashion, you could restore those provisions at the national level or at the state level.
Two Democratic lawmakers, Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton and Representative John Richards of Milwaukee, have proposed a law that would keep the consumer protections found in the Affordable Care Act. Richards says there are thousands of people in Wisconsin who've had trouble getting health insurance because they have expensive conditions to treat.
And it's very common to hear people in their 40s or 50s who have diabetes or have had a brush with cancer can't get insurance at all.
The state bill containing consumer protections found in the Affordable Care Act has not found traction in the legislature. And Governor Scott Walker has said regardless of the Supreme Court ruling, he plans to wait until after the November elections before moving on health reform. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.